It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? It's a great day to study God's Word, as every day is. Genesis chapter 30 is where we're going to be today. Genesis chapter 30, we're going to begin reading with the 19th verse. And so, Genesis chapter 30, verse 19, and then we're going to read down through verse 36. And so, please open your Bibles that you can follow along with me today. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to visit our website, you can find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I will tell you that presently it's not up. It should be up soon, and so I'd ask for your prayers that we can get that up and in operation very soon again so we can enjoy that. The mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and now we'll begin to read Genesis chapter 30, verse 19. And Leah conceived again, and bare Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bare a daughter, and called her name Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened unto her, and opened her womb. And she conceived and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. And it came to pass, when Rachel had borne Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to mine own country. Give me my wives and my children, of whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. And he said unto him, thou knowest how I have served thee, how thy cattle was with me, and for it was little which thou hast before I came, and is now increased unto a multitude. And the Lord hath blessed thee since my coming. And now when shall I provide for mine own house also? And he said, what shall I give thee? And Jacob said, thou shalt not give me anything, if thou wilt do this thing for me. I will again feed and keep thy flock, and I will pass through all thy flock today, removing from thence all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown cattle among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before thy face. Every one that is before thy face, every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me. And Laban said, behold, I would it might be according to thy word. And he removed that day he goats that were ring-shranked and spotted, and all the goats that were spotted, speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them unto the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey betwixt himself and Jacob, and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flock. Okay, let's begin with prayer now after we've read this precious word. Thank you, Father, for this time together. I ask that you'll show us your way and will, and I ask that you'll strengthen us as we learn from your word. Every time we have an opportunity to open your word and begin this study, it's just wonderful. And I ask, Father, that you will use us in a mighty way, that you will take your word now and touch our hearts with it. It is so important that we spend time with you, and we don't take this time lightly. We take this time with with knowing that is so important, knowing that by learning, opening, and studying your word, that there'll be we will be blessed by that if we will not only open and learn and study it, but also follow it, Lord. And we know that the first thing that we need to do is to have a relationship with you. And you have sent your Son, the Lord Jesus, and he has come to this earth. He has lived, he's died, and he's rose again. And you have sent him as our means of salvation. So we must come by faith to your Son, the Lord Jesus, trust in him for our salvation, that we may have our sins forgiven, we may be set free, and we may inherit eternal life. You have given us this promise. We know your word is good, and so we do come by faith. Now I ask, Father, that all that are listening have a personal relationship. It's not just something they know about, but they truly and personally know you as their Savior. Please, Lord, today that be true. Now please, guide and lead us as we study your word and look back at Jacob and his family and look at Laban and what the blessings that Jacob was to him. And just to guide and lead us now, Lord, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we look at these scripture verses here, and we find ourselves clear back into chapter 29, where we begin this family of Jacob's. And that, first of all, is in verse 32 of chapter 29. Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben. And then we come again into the next verse, verse 33. Leah, she conceived again and bare a son, and it said, because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, and he hath therefore given me this son also, and called his name Simeon. And then we look at verse 34, we have again, she conceived, and now this time will thy husband be joined unto me, because I have borne him three sons, therefore was his name called Levi. And then in verse 35, she conceived again, and we have Judah. Therefore she called his name Judah and was left bearing. And so we have the first four children that was born to Jacob through his wife Leah, by his wife Leah. And we know that Leah was not Jacob's choice. Jacob's choice was Rachel. And we find and know that Laban had tricked Jacob. He had worked the beginning years he didn't have any kind of property to give unto Laban for Rachel. And so he worked those beginning years. And then when it came to the time and he had fulfilled his word as the word of Laban and the word of Jacob that he had given to Jacob, Leah instead of Rachel. And so we find that then he worked again a number of years, and those numbers were seven each time. And then the second seven, after 14 years, why then Laban gave unto Jacob Rachel. And so from the very beginning, Leah here was kind of the outcast, and she knew it. Jacob just didn't. I think he cared for her and cared for her needs, but she knew she was not loved as Rachel, her sister, was by Jacob. And so when she started bearing children and Rachel was not, it was so exciting to her because she just knew, because you see, children, and especially boys, especially sons, were so important at that time. And so it was just a wonderful thing. Well, she knew that would make a difference. And then we find in the 30th chapter that Rachel saw what was happening, and so she pleaded with the Lord and said, to give me children or else I die. And she took her everything into her own hands here, and she took Bilhah, her handmaiden, and has given her to marry her own husband, Jacob, and then to wife. And so she began then, and with Bilhah and Jacob, why then they have the fifth son, which is Dan, and we find that in the sixth verse. Rachel said, God hath judged me, and hath also heard my voice, and hath given me a son. Therefore called she his name Dan. And so there is the fifth son, the first son of Bilhah. And then Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. And that second son was Naphtali, we find in the end of the 8th verse. And so we have Leah then having 4, Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah. And then Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, she had 2 sons, Dan and Naphtali. So now we're halfway through the 12 sons, aren't we? And so now we come once again, and Leah saw that she was left bearing, so she took Zilpah, her handmaiden, and has given her to Jacob. And she went into Jacob and gave birth to Gad, which is the 7th son now. And so as we look at verse 11, Leah said, "A troop cometh," and she called his name Gad, and that's through Zilpah, Leah's handmaiden. And then we find in the 13th verse, Leah said, "Happy am I for the daughters will call me blessed." And she called his name Asher. That's number 8. That's Zilpah's second son. And we find that Zilpah had conceived a second time. His name is Asher. And so now we have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The reason I continue to go through these is because these names are going to be very, very important, and we're going to hear many times, and so keep these in mind. That's the 8th son that is born unto Jacob. We have 4 to Leah, 2 to Bilhah, and 2 to Zilpah. Now we find in verse 18, as this continues, Leah said, in verse 17, "And God hearkened unto Leah, and she conceived and bare a 5th son," which is the 5th to Leah, but it is actually the 9th son to Jacob. And we find his name to be Issachar at the end of verse 18. And then Leah conceived and bare Jacob a 6th son, which is number 10 to Jacob, number 6 to Leah, and we find that name to be in the end of verse 20, Zebulun. And so now we have 10. Leah has had 6, and Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, has had 2. Zilpah, Leah's handmaiden, has had 2. And we have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah of Leah, and then also Issachar and Zebulun. And we have from Bilhah, Rachel's handmaiden, Dan and Naphtali, and then from Leah's handmaiden, Zilpah, we have Gad and Asher. And so right now we have 10 sons, but we find that Rachel has still not had any children. Leah conceived again and bare a son Jacob, the 6th son. And Leah said, "God hath endued me with a good dowry. Now my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him 6 sons." And she called his name Zebulun. And so that is number 10 for Jacob, but that is 6 boys that Leah has given unto Jacob. And we find that Rachel so far is still barren. And Rachel is the one that Jacob really loves, but is not. There's no children. And so afterwards, we're to verse 21, "And afterwards she bare a daughter and called her named Dinah." Now that's the only of the sisters that is called, and there's a reason for that. We're going to run into her name later on as well. And so we have Dinah is born to Leah, and Leah has 6 boys and one daughter, and that is all from Jacob, but it is through Leah, the wife that he received first, the daughter of Laban. And then we find Rachel. And so we begin now in verse 22, because it's said all this has taken place. 10 sons have been born, 6 to Leah. Of the 6 of those are directly Leah's, 2 of his Leah's handmaiden, and 2 of his Rachel's handmaiden, Bilhah. And we have 10 sons and 1 daughter, Dinah. And we come to verse 22. "And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened unto her and opened her womb." You see, Leah was so happy, and Leah was so pleased that she had all these boys, and then even had a daughter. Now, we're not sure how many other daughters were born, because many times in the scripture the only ones that are listed are the sons, but here it does list that one as Dinah. But now finally Rachel is going to have her opportunity. And so we find here in verse 22, God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened unto her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, God hath taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph, and she said, the Lord shall add to me another son. Now we find that we're to 11. We have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and now number 11 is Joseph. Now if you look to the meaning of these, we find with Reuben it was see a son. This was the first son to be born to Leah, and she was so proud that she could give Jacob a son, hoping that that would take care of it. The second one was Simeon, because the Lord was hearing her call and hearing her cry. And Levi, we have, was that means joined, because she just knew that with this third son that that would be enough, that Jacob would come to her. And then Judah, number 4, was a word of praise. Thank you, Lord, you have given me a fourth. I know now Jacob will love me. And so that was the beginning. Then Bilhah, we find that Dan means judge. Naphtali means wrestling. And then with Zilpah, we have two. That's Leah's handmaiden. And Gad, you remember we read that and says it means a troop. And then number 8 with Asher was gladness. And so we have, as Leah named those two, Rachel named Dan and Naphtali of her handmaiden. But Leah named these 6 children. And then Leah once again conceived. And we have Issachar and Zebulun. And then we have Joseph. Now Joseph, what was the words that Rachel spoke of here with Joseph? And it says, God remembered, hearkened, opened my womb. She conceived and bare a son. He, God, hath taken away my reproach, verse 23 says. Oh, I tell you what, that Leah, I think she was really trying to make a big deal of what was happening here, because she was not only very prideful, I believe, of what she had accomplished with having these 6 sons herself and then 2 with Zilpah. And so a total of 8 out of the 11 were actually hers, or she called them the hers, and here to that point in time, why the best Rachel could do was to put her handmaiden, take her handmaiden in, and come up with 2 boys. But finally the answer had come. You have lifted my reproach, because I think Leah made it very clear that she was the best, that she had given Jacob what he'd rightly deserved, and Rachel, you can give him nothing. And I think that really hurt Rachel, because Rachel loved Jacob so much. And we know that Jacob loved Rachel more than any. And so I believe, again, he cared for Leah and for Rachel and for Bilhah and for Zilpah. I think he took good care of all. But in his heart, he really loved Rachel. Whether she had given him any children or not didn't matter. She loved him. And he loved her. And so we find now that this reproach has been lifted, and she called his name Joseph, and the Lord shall add to me another son, the scripture says here, another son. Now, we do know that in chapter 35, verse 18, that Benjamin will be another son that's added, that Rachel brings into this world through Jacob, but it's a little time is going to lapse before that. But the promise here and of Joseph is so wonderful. And now if we look just a little bit with what we have witnessed here with Reuben through Joseph to that part and that far, why we will see that Levi will be the priestly line that will be named. And so we're going to watch that, and you're going to be surprised who comes out of the tribe of Levi. And so remember that. Now, Levi is Leah's third son. And then Judah. Judah is Leah's fourth son. And his, again, is the word praise. I don't know if you know it or not. I hope that you do. But if you don't, the Lord Jesus Christ will come from the tribe of Judah. Of course, he is born of a virgin, but that line comes through Judah. And we'll find that David comes through Judah, and we'll enjoy that study sometime. And so keep those things in mind. And then as we look here with Rachel, as she has given birth to her first son, Joseph. We've talked about Levi. We've talked about the son named Judah. But Joseph, we'll find him to be the most popular at the beginning here. And so even though he's not the eldest, we know that Reuben is the eldest. And, you know, we've talked about the activities that went on there earlier, trying to help with Reuben went out in the days of the wheat harvest and found the mandrakes. Remember that as we went through that last time we were together. And, you know, man tries so hard to do what he thinks will work. And it's the same way in the church today. There's so much activity and so many things that go on in our churches that are not of God. They bring in numbers and they bring in people, but God hates it and God despises it, because the truth, the Word of God, is the only thing that's going to change a man's heart. And so we must stay strictly to the Word of God. And you know that I stay with the King James. I want you to study the King James. I don't want you to mix it with any other. I want you to enjoy it. I want you to look at it. I want you to search it and enjoy it, please. That you look to the King James and you stay there and enjoy that. Grow from that. And as you study God's Word, if you are serious about knowing the truth, God will show it to you. And he will first of all bring you to his Son, the Lord Jesus. He'll show you your sin. He'll show you how you can have salvation and life through his Son, Jesus Christ. And then he will bring you to Jesus, and you have a choice. If you'll just turn to him, then he will save you and he will keep you. And it is not just something you know. Yes, you do know it, but it's more than that. It is a personal relationship you have with the Lord Jesus. He is real. He's alive, and I know him as my Savior. And I hope that you know Jesus Christ in that way. If you don't today, please come. And we love studying the Word of God here. We find that they have tried, you know, in different ways and different means. Abraham tried, Isaac tried. Each time, you know, now we get to Jacob, and even the wives of Jacob here, they try to take things of the world to make it work, and we find it of no value. Joseph, he's going to be very important here very soon, and so we'll watch him as we come. And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph, verse 25, that Jacob had said unto Laban, send me away, that I may go unto mine own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served thee, and let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thy sight, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. Now we want to take just a minute here and take a look at what is really going on here. Jacob says unto Laban. Now Jacob has been many years with Laban. And he has, you know, he was just going to leave for a short time, get a wife, and come back. Well, years have passed. Jacob is an old man. And he asks Laban, he says, you know, I have a big family here. I have 11 sons. I have one daughter. I have four wives. It's time for me to go to my own country. Now, we need to understand that Jacob, when he went to this land, he never intended on living there and staying there. His heart, his life was always to get his bride and come home. And so that was his purpose. He never wanted to live there. And, you know, he knew it wasn't his home. He was satisfied to stay for a time. But when the time was up, it's time to go to our permanent home. And we need to look the same way into our own lives, because this earth is not our permanent home. We are here, and the Lord can give us joy and happiness while we're here. But don't get so all settled in to the things and all the property and all the possessions that are here, because it's nothing. It is nothing. Spend your time, spend your money, spend your efforts in placing treasures in heaven, because that's where it's going to be everlasting. And this old world that we live in is not our home. Jacob was not home. That was not his home. Home was back in the promised land, back in the land of Canaan. Our home is in heaven, in the presence of God. That's our home, not here. We get so attached to the things here that we really get sidetracked to where we don't think about what's to come. I want you to think about that. I want you to think of what's to come, because it is so important that you realize and understand that this is not home. Home is in heaven. And that time will come. This time finally came for Jacob. He stayed there a long time, but that wasn't his home. And no matter how old he got, it's time to go home. And he wanted to take his family and go home, his four wives and his 11 children and his 11 sons and his one daughter, and he wanted to go home. Now, there again may have been other daughters that's not listed here, but we know that there was at least 12 children, and we still have one son to be born to Rachel. And so as we look at this, and he sets out, he wants to go home. And so he says to Laban, "Pray thee, if I have found favor in thy eyes, please let me go. Send me away that I may go into mine own place." He had worked and worked and worked for Laban. And what did he ask in payment for that? He didn't ask anything, did he? See, Jacob wasn't all tied up into money. Jacob wanted to go home, and he wanted to take his family and go home. That's all he wanted to do. He wanted to take his family, and he wanted to go home. And so we find here, as he set out to do that, that he asked Laban if he could go. And so, let's see, and Laban said unto him, he didn't ask for anything. Laban said unto him, "I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake." Now look at what that's saying. Laban realized when Jacob had come to him, Laban wasn't all that big of a rancher, of a farmer. And when Jacob come, there came the blessings of God with Jacob. Now Jacob was kind of a servant. He sat down and he worked 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 hard for years. And all that was to Laban's gain. Jacob here just says, "Let me take my wives and my children and I'm going home." He didn't ask. He says, "Hey, you know, you owe me." He didn't say anything about that. But you see, Laban doesn't want him to leave, because Laban recognized that because of knowing Jacob, he got blessed. Now, it's the same way in this old world. Many times people are blessed because they have placed themselves with believers. They're not even saved. But because God has blessed that believer, and many times it's not that it's blessed the believer financially, but the lost person has received a financial blessing of some sort or another. And that's exactly what happened here. Here comes Jacob, and Jacob to this point has gained nothing. But Laban has gained everything, and Laban recognizes that, and Laban doesn't want him to leave. And so we're going to start there the next time we come together with looking at that. And I want you to see that very carefully and very closely, that by knowing believers, and if you are around a believer, a true believer, one that loves God and serves God, you will be blessed by that. Maybe financially, maybe not financially, but it'll be a blessing to you. Laban realized that. Laban was not a believer, but he recognized that blessing that this man gave him. And he says, learn by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. Now, I hope today that you've learned something from God's Word. I enjoy it. I learn each time. But I'm going to ask you, as I always do, what are you going to do about Jesus?